Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin joins us from the Times Union, the city editor. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Let's start with the coronavirus, which has been spiking all around the country, a couple of notable states. The travelers from at-risk states who refuse to fill out forms disclosing their travel plans, meanwhile, in New York, are going to run a risk of receiving a stiff fine.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for the few weeks that this requirement has been in place, there are no fines at all, and thousands of travelers just blew right past the kiosk where they're supposed to, you know, deliver their forms. Now, travelers arriving at Albany International Airport and other airports around the state could face a $2,000 fine for refusing to fill out forms disclosing their travel plans. Locally, it's being put in place here at Albany International Airport, while county governments around this area, Washington County, Albany County, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Rensselaer County, have all had to contact trace passengers who were sick and then went back home and began to develop symptoms. The Port Authority is going to handle the enforcement of filling out the forms at downstate airports. Teams are going to be stationed here across upstate airports that are comprised of health department, peace officers, and state police to ensure that the forms are filled out.
We had a Regents meeting yesterday where state education leaders took their first steps toward resuming classes in the fall. We'll have to see if that's going to happen. The governor, of course, weighed in on that.
Yeah, that's right. School districts got their first real clear signs Monday about what it will take for schools to start in-person classes for the new school year. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Monday that areas in phase four of reopening, which I think the entire state is right now, will be allowed to start in-class programs if the daily coronavirus infection rate remains 5% or lower over a 14-day average. If it goes up, schools may be required to operate remotely. State Board of Regents on Monday unveiled part of its guidelines for schools and what they want them to follow if in-person instruction goes forward. Yesterday's plan was not heavy on specifics, but one specific Monday was that students and teachers will be required to wear masks at all times, with the exception of the youngest students and special education teachers who need to show their mouths to students during instruction. Teachers must take daily attendance for every student. During the spring, lots of kids just vanished, teachers said. They couldn't find, you know, they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't respond to classes or assignments. The Board of Regents wants local districts to prioritize younger students and students with disability for in-class instructions.
Mike Goodwin, city editor for the Times Union of Albany. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good day.